All right, well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to LifePoint Church. Thanks so much for being a part of our services today. Hey, I want to give a special shout out to everybody who's joining us online through our live stream, or if you're watching later through our on-demand, our podcast, or our video services on YouTube or Vimeo. Hey, by the way, all of you in the room can right now get on our live stream on Facebook Live, and you can share this service right now. Invite people to join you at church and just say, hey, I'm at church, come join me right now. But I want to give a special welcome and invitation to all of you guys. Thanks for being a part of our church, no matter where you are in the world. We have thousands of people who actually attend this church online every week, and so we welcome you as well. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. We saw last Sunday that passage I shared with you, church should be a place of joy and encouragement and excitement and inspiration. And there's that scripture that says, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I don't wake up on Sundays going, oh, snap, it's church. You know, I go, I can't wait to get into the house of the Lord. You know why? Because you're here. And even more than that, the presence of the Lord is here. And so I'm excited to be with you today. We are in the second week of our assimilation process, our series. Now, we did this 2 years ago. It was a real help to the church, but we deal with some real unique factors in our town with PCSing and people moving through the military, where we'll have, it really affects our dream team the most, and so our dream team has kind of atrophied quite a bit because of the latest PCS season and now deployment that's upon us, and so we did this a couple years ago. We're walking our whole church through our assimilation process. We call it our growth track. Everybody say growth track. Now, all of you should have received a copy of our growth track book when you came in. If you don't have one of these on you right now, do me a favor, raise your hands, and one of our hosts will get that to you right now. Everybody needs a copy of the growth track book. You should also have the connection card out of your worship guide that talks, it's called Growth Track Step 2, Discover Your Design. You want to make sure that everybody has these with you, and you need a pen, because today is test day, y'all. How many of you glad to go to church to take a test? Hope you brought your number two pencils, and two of them, in fact, for the Scantron. The results of your testing will be filed as part of your permanent record. How many of y'all remember the permanent record threats, like in middle school? My teachers use that on me all the time because I was a discipline case. They go, boy, that's going to go in your permanent record. And I thought it was real. I was like, oh my gosh, I'll never amount to anything. Anyway, you don't have a permanent record here. So let me draw your attention to that connection card. This will give a record of your attendance. If you need a book, I saw a hand over here. Make sure we still need some more on the outsides of the room. So let's make sure that we get those books in the hands of those that need them. Keep your hands up till you get them. Grab that connection card. You can go ahead and start filling it out right now. The very last part of it, you'll need to wait till the end of this talk to fill out as well. So our goal for Growth Track in this summer series, this September Growth Track series, is to help you grow in membership and leadership, understanding of what God has for us as a church together. And I'm going to tell you unapologetically, our goal is to see more people join the team, see more people baptized, see more people belong to their church, and take that step of commitment to the body of Christ. How many of you know you can't have Jesus without his wife, his bride? All right, eight people got me on that one. Let's try that one more time. How many of you know you can't have Jesus without his bride, right? And there's people that say, well, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. We still need some books here on the outside. My poor guy's been holding his hand up. That's the arm workout right there. I got you, bro. There's people that think you can be a Christian without belonging to the church, and that's just not true. It's theologically error, and we're going to help correct that. So we want to invite you to belong to his church. We want to invite you to participate in his church. And I'm just going to tell you, we'd love to add 750 to 1,000 people on our dream team by the end of this series. That's our goal for you as well. Last Sunday, we had over 600 people say, yes, I want to be a member of LifePoint Church. Isn't that great news, everybody? I think that's really exciting. So step two is about discovering your design. God built you. He's designed you a certain way, and your life experiences have helped shape that. Your baggage, your wounds, your gifts, your strengths, your passions, the family of origin you've come out of, everything about who you are up until this point is part of what shaped you and designed you, but God has had a hand in that all along the way. And today, we want to help you with a couple of things. Number one, we want to help you discover your design, and we say it through three different areas. We want to first help you discover, let me back up and say this. Last week, we talked about the four parts of our church, and this is part of the vision of our church. We want to help people know God, find freedom, discover their purpose, and make a difference. Remember that last week? And so we help you know God more through Sundays, and really everything about our church experience is about helping you know God more, whether know him for the first time or know him better as a believer. Second, we want to help you find freedom. Man, it's not enough to be saved. Some of us need to be delivered for some stuff. You know what I'm saying, everybody? Until you die, you got some room to grow. Amen? And so our primary way of doing finding freedom is through our life groups, our small groups that meet throughout the week. Third, we want to help you discover your purpose. And that's what Growth Track is all about. It's designed to help you discover what God sees in you, discover what God says about you, and then to put some language to not only your personality, but the strengths that you have in ministry. And then fourth, we want to help you make a difference by serving God through serving others, and we allow you to do that on our dream team. So today, we want to help you do a couple of things. We want you to discover your strengths, and we're really going to look through three different filters. Number one, we want to look through your gifts and passions. How many of you know you like some things and you hate some things? Like, don't sign me up for a part of ministry that I'm just not gifted. I don't have any passion for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a number cruncher guy. Don't sign me up for the admin team, because I'll be up in there trying to talk to everybody else, trying to work, trying to get all the data entered, and I'll be the guy distracting everybody. But we want to help you discover your gifts and passions, and we have a tool for that. We're going to do it together as a church today. Second, we got to be honest about life experiences. Man, I grew up a certain way. You grew up a certain way. We've got some wins and some fails. We got some pain. We got some victories along the way, and your life experiences are part of what God uses. And listen, some of you think that your life experiences are so painful, God can never use you. In fact, that's the third part of your filter, your pain. Well, how many of you know we believe the Bible here, and Romans 8 says that God will work all things together for good if you'll get a hold of God and you'll love God and realize that you are called according to his purpose. So even the baggage and the pain in your life, God will use for good. So listen, these are the filters that we want to help you discover your strengths, your gifts and passions, your life experience. By the way, I'm on page 32. And then third is your pain. You guys knew that, right? You were tracking with me. So if you look on the next page, on page 33, We're gonna see what the design of your life reveals about how God wants to use you, what we call destiny, right? So as you are, here's my goal. I don't want to change you. I mean, I want God to change you. I want God to change all of us and to keep transforming us in our personality and our temperaments and all that kind of stuff and make us more like Jesus. But a lot of who you are is who he actually is not surprised by. He knows you're that way. He knows your personality. All the alphas in the room, can all the alphas give me an amen? Right? And everybody knows that you're a jerk sometimes. And so does God. You come to God like an alpha. You're like, all right, Lord, here I am. Here's what I need. Boom. Holler at you later in Jesus' name. Take care of that. You know, God knows you're an alpha. And when you show up for prayer, he's like, oh, he thinks he's running stuff, don't he? You know, like all the introvert, like wallflower folks, come on, just sheepishly raise your hand for me, right? Come on. Yeah, you're just nervous to do it right now. I get it. God knows you're that way. And when you show up in prayer and you're like, okay, Lord, God, if it be your will, I don't know why I'm rubbing myself right now. It's kind of weird. Whatever. Just roll with it, okay? So your personality is that way. And God's not surprised or taken back by how you are and who you are. But we want you to help put some language to those things. So a couple things when it comes to your gifts and your personality. Number one, we want you to discover your gifts. How many of you know you're gifted? Everybody say, I'm gifted. Some of you have never said that before in your life. And you've never believed that about yourself before in your life. I've got 4 children, 11, 9, 6, and 4, and every one of them is different. Isn't that crazy? Like, they came from the same factory, and they're all different. Like, they're just so different. You get the factory analogy? Okay. Same makers, builders, and they're so different. But they're each so uniquely wired and gifted. And sometimes when I'm objective about it, I just go, man, I see the hand of God so differently on each of them. And that's how God sees all of his children. You're gifted. Second, we want you to discover them. Second, we want you to develop those gifts. And that's why we put you on teams. That's why we put you with other people who are gifted like you, some that are gifted better than you. One of my goals as a pastor, you know, I pastor LifePoint. I've been here 8 years, and our church is growing to a certain size. And I'm always looking for peers and leaders ahead of where our church is who are better preachers, better communicators, better dads, better husbands, so that I can learn from them because I want to develop who I am. Never, ever, ever stop growing. Never stop learning. We have a value as a staff here. We're going to grow intentionally. Everybody say, grow intentionally. Like, that should be a line for your life. I'm going to grow intentionally. And we want to help you discover your gifts. And then third, we want to give you room to use them. You know, it's kind of worthless to go, man, you're a super talented musician, but you can't be on this band. Like, what's the point of that? You know what I'm saying? So we want to give you ways to discover. We're going to do that today. We're going to give you teams to develop them and then places in ministry to use your gifts. Our commitment to you is never to sit as a staff and, like, create jobs for people. We don't want to sit in the office and create ministry jobs and go, you know what our church needs? Our church needs blah, 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 blah. And then let's go beg, steal, borrow, manipulate people to get on those teams. We don't want to do that. We want to help you discover the gifts in you and then give you room to flesh out those gifts. Here's what I think. There's things that we do at our church that I've never seen at other churches. And there's things that other churches do well that we don't do. You know why? Because God hadn't put those gifts here. And we're committed as the staff and the leadership here to never build ministries that aren't oriented around the gifts of the house. Does that make sense? So the dreams and the gifts and the passions that are in you, we want to help you discover them and then develop them, give room to use them. And we'll talk more about how that happens later in just a few minutes. We believe our purpose is to serve God, and we do that through serving others. We want to serve God through serving others. So go to page 34, and this is going to be your first test, okay, everybody? And don't take it lightly. This is the simplest personality profile that you can ever get, and we want to make it as clear and clean as possible for you to figure out this personality profile. It's called the DISC profile, okay? D-I-S-C. You see those letters on the right side, but on the left, you've got four different categories, numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4, and a blank box next to that on the left. Leave the boxes blank. And on the right, you've got five questions, and you've got this number grid. It's never, rarely, sometimes, often, and always. On a scale of 1 to 5, answer those five questions in each category. There's 20 of them total. I'm going to give you 2.5 minutes and some fun music to take your first test. Now, don't cheat. If you look at someone else's paper, that's fine, but don't copy them, because then you're just copying their numbers and not your own. There's no pass-fail here, okay? There's no reason to cheat. Just do your work. All the type A people already did this, and they're going to be sitting here judging the rest of us for taking our sweet time. All right, you type A's, I'm going to deal with you in a second. But take 2.5 minutes, take your first test, go. Great. You guys are doing awesome. Answer as quickly and honestly and impulsively as you can. Don't overthink it. And don't give the best Christian answer either. Give your honest answer. All the alphas are staring at me. Finished. Got 1 minute. Once you're done, if you finish, go ahead and add up all your numbers for each category. You gotta do a little math too, I'm sorry. The highest you'll count is 25. Come on, you can do it. 45 seconds. Carry the 2. All right, 30 seconds. Wrap it up, do your math. About 10 seconds left. Doing your math, wrapping it up. All right, hey, good job, everybody. Take a deep breath, pencils down, thumbs up. Okay, good. Now, a couple things we wanna help you realize today. Number one is your personality. How you're wired matters in this whole thing. Before you want to serve in this church, how many of you know the extroverts need to go to extrovert teams, the introverts need to go to introvert teams, and you're wired a certain way. Some of you love people. Some of you hate people. And we want to help you discover that, okay? And get you saved. All right. Here's what I know. Psalm 139 says it like this. God formed my inward parts. He knit me together. Like, you're not a mistake. You're not an accident. God's not unaware of who and how you are. He said, I praise you, God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Everybody say, I'm wonderful. God made you wonderful. It's true. Like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, God. My soul knows it very well. So your personality is a gift from God. You're wonderful to the Lord. He's got some tweaking and working to do in all of us. But I'm telling you, like, discovering this will be really helpful. The second thing is, we want to help you with ministry strengths. And each one of us has been gifted with a special gift through the generosity of Christ. So now you've done this disc profile. On the left side of page 34, there's four boxes that go down. I want you to put this in order. D-I-S-C. D's in the first box. I is in the second. S is in the third. C is in the fourth. On the left side of page 34. Left side, page 34. D-I-S-C. Now you should notice that of all four groups, you have a single letter that's your highest number. Did anyone get a 25 in anything? Some of you did. Okay, so that's going to be your primary letter. Okay, whatever it is, if it's S, C, I, D, whatever it is, put that letter on the blank at the top right where it says my personality and leadership style. Put that letter first. Now, some of you, like me, I'm like a 22 and a 21, two groups. So like I and D is for me in particular. So if you have a second number that's really close, put that like slash and then put that letter as well. Okay, how many of you had two letters that are really close? Right? So put the stronger one first, then a slash, then the second letter. If you have all four letters, you need to retake this. Because you're crazy, okay? Like, something's wrong with, you didn't take it honestly, or you need therapy. So, okay, here we go. Let me explain this to you. Your highest scored section is your predominant personality trait. Your secondary is going to be your secondary, and then usually we're one or two different letters, and then the other two are not so much. And let me describe these to you. The first box is the letter D, all right? The letter D, the first group. I'm assertive, demanding. I enjoy multiple tasks at once. I thrive in challenge-based environments. So let me explain to you the D personality types, okay? They say like 5 to 7% of people in America are D personalities. Anybody a strong D? Yeah, everyone who knows you knows that's true. All right, you got that. Okay, anyway, D personalities are dominant, direct, task-oriented, command-oriented, decisive, organized, outspoken. They're barking orders all the time, right? All the D's, your people know that about you, and your spouse has been telling you, you know, stop yelling at me all the time. The D's typically are alphas. They're leaders. They're in charge of stuff, even when they haven't been empowered. They will show up and just take charge, all right? But that's the D personality. They make great generals, right? They make great corporate CEOs, right? Then the second group is the I. This is about 10% of people. The I's are the sanguines. The everything's a party. They show up and they make people feel good. They warm the room just by showing up. They constantly talk and smile. They're influential. They're witty, easygoing, outgoing, and they love people. I's are just people. They're like Labrador retrievers, you know what I'm saying? They're like, ha, 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 you know, tails wagging all the time. Please don't capture that little clip. See, our staff, like, they're always blackmailing me with stupid stuff I do, like that right there. Anyway, just so you know, my split is one number off. I'm an ID. I'm like 22, 21. I first, D second. I'm a leader. I love taking charge. I love being in leadership. The S personality is 70% of you. How many of you got a lot, an S, right? Yeah, a lot of you did. 70% of people are S, and here's what an S is. You're steady. You make things happen. You are like the backbone of the country. You're the person that D's need to actually write checks and pay bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, the S is steady, stable. They show up on time. They leave casually when it's over. They're no drama. I love S people. They're awesome. They're typically a little bit more introverted. They're a little more introverted. They're not going to jump out at the chance to be seen or known, but they like people. They're not like a reclusive. They like people, okay? These are the folks that show up and they're just like salt. They're the neighbors that would always lend you a cup of sugar. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the ones who, when you leave, they're like, hey, I noticed you were gone and so for 2 weeks, so I just mowed your yard. I just did it. Love you. You know, like, that's the S. They're just great. We need S's, everybody, right? And then the C, they're compliant, they're super organized, they're competent, they're smart, they like lists. Any C's in the house? Yeah. Not only do they like lists, look at it. They like making lists and then checking the blocks. Any I's who like, they make lists because their C spouse says, you need to make a list, and then you lose the list, number one, and you get through two things until you see humans, and you're like, ah, scrap the list, I see people. That's me, totally me. So the C's are task-oriented, goal-oriented, and they're typically introverted. They're the wallflower. So let me paint a picture of the D-I-S-C in a room, okay? So if I said today, hey, right after this service, we need to stack all, there's 600 chairs on the floor here. We need to stack all these chairs, and we got to get them out of here because we're doing something with the carpet or whatever. Here's what would happen. The D's would walk in here, be like, get up. Come on, get your crap. Let's go. They got to stack the chairs. Hey, you in the back, you in the pink shirt. Yeah, come on, get up. We're ready to stack chairs. They don't even know where they're going, how tall to stack them, where's the carts. They don't know anything. They're just taking charge and barking orders. And everybody's looking at them like, the eyes walk in and they're like, isn't this awesome? We're stacking chairs. This is so fun. What's up, man? What's your name? And the S is over there like, quit talking to me. I'm stacking chairs, right? And the S is like, I don't know how high or how straight or crooked. I'm just stacking chairs. They said stack chairs, so I'm stacking chairs. And hey, there's people, but don't talk to me because I'm stacking chairs. As soon as this is over, I'm going to lunch at El Bracero, but I'm not going to talk to anybody there because I'm stacking chairs. And so the eyes are walking around putting arms on people, doing the work, while the D's are yelling, and the eyes are the comforter. They're like, don't worry about that D. He's just being a D. Keep your heart right. The eyes are like, don't worry about him. I'll talk to him later. Because the eyes can influence the D's too, right? You know what I'm saying? And so the S's are like, oh man, thank God the eyes are here. Now we're having fun. And the C is sitting in the corner going, when is this over? My God, they're not even stacking them straight. Oh, Lord Jesus. And they're the ones judging the D's and rolling their like planetary eye rolls on the eyes. You know what I'm saying? And they're going, these S's are doing everything. And they're just sitting there going, those lines aren't straight. Those stacks aren't the same. There's five there. There's eight there. Oh my God, what are we going to, you know, like. And they're judging it, but they're doing all of that silently. They scare me. And here's what's beautiful about the body of Christ. Listen, we need all of you. We actually go together like hands and gloves. We need the D's to bring leadership. We need the I's to comfort the room and to bring charm and wit. And we need the S's to get stuff done. Most of our dream team is made up with S's. And most of you are S's in the room first, or have S strong in your personality. And listen, we need C's to keep the bills paid. We need C's to make sure we don't like die. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's your family vacation, right? The D, the dad. This is me when we go on a trip. Just get in the car. Come on, get in the car. Let's go. Steph's like, I'm getting them. She's an SC, total C first, right? She's like, I'm getting the map out. Fake, make sure I know where we're going. And I'm like, Steph, I know I'm going out of this driveway. Let's go. Map it in the streets. I don't care. Let's go. If you said to me today, hey, we're going to Florida, I promise you I would hit Nashville before I mapped the directions. Her, she got 7 pages. She's using MapQuest. Still last person in the world kind of trying to print off some MapQuest. She's calling AAA for a trip tick. You know what I'm talking about, those kind of people. But we need each other. And look, here's what happens. Can I get that chart with the four different personality types? The D's and the I's tend to be on the extrovert side. Whether they like people or not, it's irrelevant. They're extroverted. Like they take command, they're verbal, they know how to lead well. And so the I's tend to be more sanguine and people-oriented, and the D's tend to be more task-oriented. And that's, some of you just need to know that about yourself, and it's okay. The S's and C's tend to be more introverted. They're not like the life of the party. The S's will show up and participate, and if you talk to them, they'll talk back to you. They'll be people-oriented when you approach them, but the C is not going to like talking to you. They're introverts. They're task-oriented introverts. And listen, we need all of these people types. And some of you just never knew how to name what you are. Some of you just never knew how to name your personality type. I know when I lead, sometimes it's like my wife, I think she really married the I in me, and she tolerates the D in me. You know what I'm saying? And I will rarely introvert myself, and I'll especially rarely not be people-oriented. That's why I'm good in the seat that I'm in, because I love people. But learning who you are, here's the thing, you should be an expert in you. You should understand that, and all of your life experience, all your gifts and passions, and how God's wired you has left you on this chart somewhere, and that's great. there's none of them that are good. You know, as I work with a lot of pastors, you know, I'm getting to realize that it takes all kinds of personalities to make the body of Christ work. Paul gave us this great analogy in 1 Corinthians 12. He said, every part of the body is necessary. Even the parts that seem unnecessary or that are small or maybe hidden away, they're still important and necessary. How many of you know you need your pinky toenail? Anybody ever stub that toe or lose that pinky toenail? It wrecks the whole body, doesn't it? Even the parts that are honorable or dishonorable are important. Every one of you is important. Doesn't matter what your personality type is. So I've asked Stephanie to help me now with the ministry strengths assessment. This is the second part of today. I want to encourage you as you go through reading this, discover, you see on pages 35, 6, 7, 8, there's some descriptions of the D, the I, the S, and the C personalities, and even those combos. And I want to encourage you to make the most of your personality. Like, don't jump on a team that's outside of your personality. Look, I'm a DI, I'm an ID person. Don't put me in a numbers room. Don't put me in an admin team, you know what I'm saying? And some of you are S and C, and you don't want to be up here, right? Okay, maybe you do, that's great. Let's develop you as a preacher. So understanding your personality, and then now, this is the part that's gonna take the longest. It's gonna take about 7 or 8 minutes, but listen, I promise you, you're gonna learn some things about yourself right now. We think that God has gifted every one of us, first of all, with the Holy Spirit. How many of you are thankful for the Holy Spirit of God in your life, right, everybody? If you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. You may have come from a church tradition where you don't understand the Holy Spirit. That's fine. He understands you, and he's real, and that's the only way you're saved is because the Holy Spirit is in you and filling you and baptizing you every day. So we believe in the Holy Spirit, but because you have the Spirit, now you're open to any gift, right? How many of you say, God, use me however you want? And so part of your life experiences and your baggage and your history, your pain, the good and the bad, have shaped you towards certain ministry styles and gifts. So here's what we're going to do now. If you would turn to me to page 43, you're going to see this 72-question assessment. Now, we didn't write this assessment. We procured this assessment for this class, for Growth Track. So we didn't write these questions, but this is a very standard spiritual gifts inventory ministry strengths assessment. And we're going to walk you through all 72 questions. Now, don't follow the questions. Just follow our voice. Go to page 45. Y'all get anything out of this? Come on. Is this good for you guys so far? How many of you discovered something about yourself even already with your personality type? Good. That's what we want for you, is to discover this. Now go to page 45. There are 72 blanks, and it goes down in three columns, 1 through 24, 25 through 48, 49 through 72. I want you to impulsively answer the next 72 questions. We're going to read them aloud. Don't worry about it. But I want you to answer on a scale of 1 to 3. 1 is never, 2 is sometimes, 3 is always. Okay? 1 is never, 2 is sometimes, 3 is always. So it's negative, neutral, positive. Never, sometimes, always. Does that make sense? Don't overthink it. Don't over-spiritualize it. If I say on here, the question is, I love to pray for 2 hours a day. Don't be all spiritual and go, I know the Lord would love me to say three. Just be honest. Never. I never pray for 2 hours a day, right? Just be honest if that's the case. And we want to help you figure out how God's wired you and strengthened you. So let's read through them together. You just listen. Stephanie and I are going to read them. Everybody say what's up to Stephanie.
Hey, guys.
It's my beautiful boo. I'm so thankful for her. We're going to go 1 through 72. We're going to get through as fast as we can. Answer impulsively, scale of 1 to 3. Never, sometimes, always. Here we go.
Number 1, I like organizing services and events. Number 2, I enjoy starting new churches. Number 3, working with my hands is fun for me. Number 4, I can tell when someone is insincere. Number 5, I pray daily for people who don't know Jesus.
Number 6, encouraging others is a high priority in my life. Number 7, I trust God to provide for my daily needs. Number 8, I'm passionate about financially investing in God's kingdom. Number 9, I look for opportunities to pray for the sick. Number 10, I enjoy doing little things that other people typically do not enjoy doing.
Number 11, I often have people over to my house. Number 12, I enjoy spending hours in prayer for other people. Number 13, education is very important to me. 14, I tend to motivate others to get involved. 15, I hurt when I see others hurting.
Again, answer impulsively as quick as you can. 1, 2, or 3. All right, here we go. Number 16. I believe God will use me to enact miracles. 16 or 17. I enjoy sharing the gospel with other people, other people groups, and other nationalities. 18. I've devoted considerable time to mastering my voice or musical instrument. 19. Caring for the hurting is one of my highest priorities. 20. I get frustrated when people knowingly sin.
21. I enjoy serving behind the scenes. 22. I like creating outlines of the Bible. 23. God has used me to interpret what someone speaking in tongues is saying. 24. I enjoy the book of Proverbs more than any other book in the Bible. 25. I am passionate about managing details.
26. I like to help start new ministry projects. 27. I consider myself a craftsman or a craftswoman. 28. I sense when situations are spiritually unhealthy. 29. I'm greatly motivated by seeing people who don't know God get saved. 30. I come across as loving and caring.
31. Asking God for a list of seemingly impossible things is exciting to me. 32. I find ways to give offerings above my tithe. 33. I believe miraculous healing is possible and still happens. 34. Helping others is one of my greatest motivations. 35. Creating a warm and welcoming environment is important to me.
36. Halfway, you're doing great. I'm burdened to pray for situations affecting the world. 37. People come to me to learn more about God and the Bible. 38. I prefer to take the lead whenever possible. 39. I'm very sensitive to sad stories. 40. Miracles happen when I'm around. I love that.
Okay. 41. The idea of living in another country to benefit the gospel is exciting to me. 42. I desire to serve the church through worship. 43. I enjoy connecting, caring for, and coaching others. 44. Confronting someone about a sin in their life is important to me. 45. It bothers me when people sit around and do nothing.
I appreciate the social commentary in the room. Some of the head shaking and the, you know, it's fun to watch you guys. All right, 46. I share biblical truth with others to help them grow. 47. I pray in tongues every day. 48. When I study scripture, I receive unique insights from the Lord. 49. Creating a task list is easy and enjoyable for me. 50. I'm attracted to ministries that start new churches.
51. Building something with my hands is very satisfying to me. 52. I can pinpoint issues or problems quickly. 53. Sharing the gospel with someone I do not know is exciting and natural for me. 54. I look for ways to encourage other people. 55. I trust that God has my back in every situation.
56. I want to make more money so that I can give more money. 57, God has used me to bring healing to sick people. 58, being a part of the process is fulfilling to me. 59, I tend to make total strangers feel at home. 60, people ask me often to pray for them.
61, I enjoy knowing biblical details and helping others understand them too. 62, I delegate responsibilities to accomplish tasks. 63, I am motivated to help people in need. 64, I have a constant hunger to see God's miraculous power. 65, I focus a lot on reaching the world for Christ.
Home stretch, here we go. 66, I gain my deepest satisfaction through leading others in vocal or instrumental worship. 67, I enjoy helping people who are going through a difficult time. 68, I enjoy hearing passionate and clear preaching of God's word. And everybody say amen. 69, I like to do small things that other people overlook. 70, I prefer to teach and study the Bible topically rather than verse by verse.
All right, last two. 71, praying in tongues is encouraging and important to me. And 72, when faced with difficulty, I tend to make wise decisions.
All right, that's it. You did it. You took your first test, a big test. There we go, everybody. Come on. Thank you, Stephanie. Great job. How are we doing? Everybody okay? Take a deep breath. Okay. Now, if you missed one, just hang on and let me give you the instructions. Of course, they're in your booklet as well. But on page 45, you're going to add from left to right each row. Now, the highest number you would get is 9, so hopefully you can all do this without an abacus or a calculator. All the way down, you're going to do that for each row. Take 10 seconds, or 15 seconds if you can, and just add those up all the way down. Once you get to filling in totals, go back and find your top two or three. If anybody has nines, you want to look for nines, of course. Those would be your top scores available, would be nines. What you do is you add them across, right? So 1, 25, and 49. You're going to add those three numbers together, and you're going to get a total. And then there's a corresponding ministry strength, A through X. So take a moment and add up those numbers all the way left to right. 1, 25, 49, 2, 26, and 50, 3, 27, 51, etc. And then add them across. Then circle the letters of your top scores. So if you have some nines in there, you want to go ahead and circle those letters. Whether, like for me, for example, S is the pastor shepherd, right? So those are nines for me. I'm 3, 3, and 3 on that one. So I would go to S and it would see pastor shepherd. And then as you turn the page, you've got on letter S, some of the description of what that looks like. This gift of pastor shepherd is the divine strength or ability to care for personal needs, etc. And then it's going to tell you in each description, the teams that we have at our church that fit that gifting. So auditorium host team, growth track team, Kid Point, Life Point students, life group leadership, etc. So take a moment and do that math and then circle your top two or three letters and then write the name of that ministry gift. Go ahead and look over the next couple of pages and write them in there. If your letters G, L, and O, you're going to write faith, intercession, and mercy, right? You're going to highlight those top three. Don't feel like you need to fill in all 24 of them, just your top three. Does that make sense? We are almost done, everybody. I'm excited for you. Now, based on the letters that you've circled, okay, I'm going to talk over you while you're doing this. I want you to get that connection card that we started with, and it has on there a place for your name, birthday, marital status, gender, phone number, email address, all that stuff. And then on the bottom of that connection card, it says, what's your personality type, whether it's a single letter or hyphenated letter combo? What's your leadership style? Are you people or task oriented? Circle one of those. And then I want you to write down on the card your top two or three ministry strengths. Now, this is going to be good for you. It also helps us with the data management side of things. And we want to follow up with you to help you land on the right teams. Because remember, part of the goal of this is to help 750 to 1,000 of you join the dream team, right? So we want to make sure that you're aligned with your personality and with your ministry strengths. And our ushers are going to come in just a moment and collect those cards from you. Now listen, if you're brand new to LifePoint, you go, what in the world kind of church should I come to? Or maybe you're not new, but you've just not gone through the dream team. You're wondering, what do these teams do? Again, flip the page and each one has a description. We have regular Sunday scheduled teams, and we also have midweek teams that come in during the week and help serve in other capacities. Remember though, the ministry strengths help you narrow down a choice, but your personality, whether you're task or people, introvert or extrovert, that will help you match that choice to the right team for you. And we, our goal for you is to make a difference, make a huge difference for God's kingdom. Can I hear a big amen, everybody? Come on, y'all doing all right? Now, if you need any help kind of finishing this out, our team is available. We'll all be out in the lobby, our staff, and of course at the Welcome Center. We have people there just ready to answer any questions that you need. But let me just say the last thing together. I want us to get those cards ready, and I'm going to ask if you would please turn those in. Now, this is not part of your permanent record, but we just want to see the kind of gifts that God's put in the church here so that we are making sure to produce teams and create teams based on the giftings that are in the house. Hey, let me tell you a quick story before we pass those buckets. Hang on, we won't collect them just yet. How many of you have heard of YAPAX, right? You familiar with YAPAX? If you're not familiar, YAPAX is a ministry within our church, started out of our church, rather, for homeless women and children primarily, and then the homeless community in Clarksville. But it was birthed and led by a lady named Sherry Nicholson. Sherry's husband, Steve, is on our board. They lead small groups here. They're an incredible couple. And Sherry has an experience and a life story and pain that produced this dream in her. In fact, she had lived as a homeless person, as a homeless mom with kids before, and had gone through some trauma in her life. And God gloriously saved her and rescued her from all of that. And years later, it was about 3 years ago, she was somewhere in town and saw a homeless mother and her kids. And it reminded her of the pain of that life that she had. And finally, God had brought her to enough healing where she said, you know what? I believe God wants me to do something about this. And so Sherry just began reaching out and buying things for these homeless moms, these homeless women. YAPAX stands for Y-A-I, you are important, and they're packs, they're purses. So she started collecting these name brand purses and filling them with all kinds of stuff for moms on the street, including makeup, deodorant, hairbrushes, toothbrushes, all these things that women especially, you know, women, they guard so much in their purse, you know, that helps take care of them and gives identity and value, right? And even my little girls, you know, I'm seeing that in them now. They hold their purse tight. It's part of their life, you know, their secrets or whatever. So she starts handing out these purses, and it's just grown and grown to be one of the largest outreaches to Clarksville for the homeless community. And here's the deal. For Sherry, it just started as a dream in her heart. I didn't come to Sherry and say, hey, I want to start outreach to women and children on the street. Would you do it? In fact, she was already doing it before I even heard about it. And so then what happened is that dream was alive in her based on her gifts, her passions, her pain, and the ministry strengths that she has of organization and compassion, and she's an extrovert, and all those things kind of coalesced to help her realize that this thing, YAPAX, was something she couldn't sit on any longer. And so you know what happened? The church has now rallied around to where they always have so much, and they always have a lot of volunteers, a lot of help. And it became a dream for her that became a dream team for you. And that's what we want at our church. We're not going to create ministries in the office and then beg you to show up and do them. We want to ask, what's God put in your heart? What's God birthed in you? And let us fan the flame of that and give room for those teams. Hey, our ushers and auditorium hosts have gone through the growth track material and discovered their personality types, and they've discovered their strength in ministry, administrative and organizational, and they landed on these teams because they're serving out of their passions. So our commitment to you is to never beg you to serve in places where you're not gifted. And we're not going to create new ministries for you to just go serve. And we're not going to have clipboards in the back and begging people and threatening people. And if you don't show up, we're just not going to do that. I just believe everything God wants us to do is already here. We just want to help you discover it. Can I hear a big amen, everybody? So here's what we want you to do. Get those cards ready to turn in. And I'm going to ask the ushers to pass the buckets now. And let me say these last three things. Number one, use your ministry strengths to make a difference. How you're wired, what you're good at, what your strengths are. Listen, if you're a craftsman, we got a brand new team starting in our church. It's for we do serve day in the summer, right, in July. And a guy in our church, he just like, you know what? Man, I feel like God wants us to do this every month. So now we have a new team, which is a serve team for people who every month are going to go out and use their skills as trade men, trade laborers, or whatever, and go serve by fixing electronics or building decks or fixing ramps in people's home and the city, we're going to partner with the city. That's a dream in my friend's heart who's just here in the church. Use your ministry strengths to make a difference. Second, identify the opportunities. We're going to lay it out as easy as we can for you to find opportunities to get on board. How can I serve at home or work? Which group or team should I work in? I think it's God's will that every single one of you serve God by serving others. And then third, finish the growth track. We're halfway done now. You've done the longest day, the test. Next Sunday is an incredible leadership talk. I'm telling you, every time I read it, every time I study it or even teach it, I'm just so inspired again to be focused on the main thing, keep the main thing, the plain thing, and serve God with character and integrity. Amen, everybody? Come on, let's stand on our feet, and we'll get you out of here and pray over you. I want to pray a quick prayer, and our prayer team's coming, by the way. If you are here and you need ministry, you need someone to pray with you and over you, we don't want you to leave before you get that. And let me just say this final thing to you as well. Can you guys look at me real quick? Everything we're doing at this church, especially during the growth track, step one with membership, and now step two with discovering your purpose, it's all predicated on the reality that you are a follower of Jesus. And can I just say this bluntly to your face? If you're not a follower of Jesus, none of this matters yet. None of this is important yet. If you're not a follower of Jesus, you really can't belong to his church yet, because you can't have Jesus without his bride, and you can't belong to his bride if you don't belong to him. Now, you're welcome to show up and attend and belong and do all those kind of things, but if you have not said yes to Jesus yet, you don't actually belong to his bride yet. And when it comes to discovering your purpose, I mean, you notice the language is all oriented around God's design, God's purpose. It's because he's fearfully and wonderfully made you, not just so you could do stuff, but so that you can belong to Christ. Let me tell you something. If you don't belong to Jesus yet, all this is for nothing. All this is worthless. In fact, Jesus said it like this in Matthew 6 or 7. Help me, Randy. Come on, be my Bible. He said in the last days, God will separate sheep and the goats. Matthew 25, I think is where it is. Yeah, something like that. Thank you, Randy. He's going to separate sheep and goats left and right. And those on his left hand will be people who said, Lord, Lord, didn't we do in your name? Didn't we prophesy, drive out demons, go to church, serve on a dream team, tithe 10%? Whatever. He said, didn't we do all the Christian things? And he said, and I will say to them plainly, depart from me, because I never knew you. So I just got to tell you, like, we want everyone in this church on a team. We want everyone on this church, members. But if you don't know Jesus, it's pointless. That will not save you. Jesus gave his life to save you, and so that you can have intimate fellowship with him. And if that's not right today, you got to make that right. The invitation is always there. I don't know what you're waiting on. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I got to give you a couple more weeks. Think about it. You may not have a couple more weeks. Who knows? I just want to ask you, like, do you believe that God loves you? Do you believe that Jesus came to this earth as God in the flesh to live a sinless life, die on the cross for you? You know what that means? You don't have to die for your sins anymore. You don't have to pay for them. Some of you with Catholic traditions or more high church traditions, you've learned penance. There's no such thing as penance for Christians. Jesus paid it all, so you don't have to anymore. Quit paying for your sins. Let Jesus pay for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus paid for your sin. Do you believe that? And if you believe it, have you accepted it? See, sometimes, like, you ever go to a restaurant, somebody pay for your food? I've had people pay for my food, and I go, no, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Hey, no, I got this. I got money. It's like, I believe they paid for it, but I won't accept it. And that's where some of us are. We believe Jesus has paid for our sin, but we just won't accept it. We keep trying to pay for it ourselves, or we keep trying to go, I'm not ready to give my life to Christ. What in the world are we waiting on? If you're not a follower of Christ, none of this matters. So let's shore that up right now. Do you believe God loves you? Jesus died for your sin, resurrected from the dead, and sits at the right hand of the Father as God for you, so that you can live for Jesus. Let's all pray this together. Father, we love you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercies are new today. We thank you, Lord God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. God, and all that we're doing today for growth track and going through step two, all of those things matter. But Lord, what matters the most is if we belong to Jesus. So God, today we go all in with Christ. We submit our lives to Jesus. And we say yes, Lord, to Jesus Christ. Would you pray this with me, everybody? Come on, lift your hands to the Lord. Say, God, come on, say it for real. Say, God, I'm all in. Say, I believe in Jesus. that he died for my sin so that I don't have to, that I can be a child of God. I receive your forgiveness. I accept your salvation. Now say, I will live for you for the rest of my life. I believe in Jesus. He makes me new. Now say this, say, fill me, Holy Spirit. By the power of God, fill me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Lord, we thank you for your church. Thank you, Lord, that we've discovered some new things about ourselves. Lord, I thank you that, Lord God, you are on the throne of this church, that you lead this place, that you're in charge. And Lord, all that we do is for you, not for Mike, not for LifePoint, not for others in the room. First, it's for Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for salvation. Thank you for new life. Thank you, Lord God, that we are new forever in Jesus' name. Behold, I am making all things new. The old is gone. The new has come. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Can we worship the Lord one time today before we go? Come on. Give him praise. Lift your voice to Jesus. Come on, Lord, we love you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Show us your glory, God. LifePoint, have you been blessed today? Come on, if you didn't get that card turned in or filled out, do that for me. If you need prayer, our team is here. Otherwise, I love you. Can't wait, if you're new, to meet you in the lobby. Have a great week. Grace and peace out, everybody.